We're here on KSOM talking high school girls basketball. ACGC girls off to a fantastic start so far this year. Chargers head coach Brad Bodler joins me now. And coach, I guess you couldn't draw it up any better, the start of the season. How are you feeling as you get ready for this next stretch here in January?
Yeah, like you said, you know, you don't always expect to go undefeated by any means. And I guess it's just a testament to what the girls, the time and effort that the girls put in and the details that they've really focused on and what we focused on as a group. And, you know, we're just really connected. And when you put a good group together, a special group together, good things happen. And, you know, they really want to play well and they want to play for each other, you know, very unselfish. And so it's an exciting, fun group. And yeah, we're ready to get back on the court. It's been a kind of a long break, not playing anybody for a while.
So what was your priority over winter break as you try to get ready for the second half of the season?
You know, basically, like I said, we really focused on the small details and what we could get better at. You know, that's what we focused on in the beginning, and that's what we did here again. So we talked about passing, that we know our turnovers are a little bit high for what we want, and talk about rebounding, how some of the teams we're going to face here moving forward are solid rebounding teams. Now we need to box out more, and then putting a few things in on offense, but really just sharpening what we've already got and making sure we're confident going into any game. That's the big thing. Like, don't have confusion. Don't have to think, just react and play.
No doubt. I mean, turnovers, like you say, have been maybe higher than what you anticipated. I mean, you have six games in, 118 turnovers. It comes out to just less than 20 per game. How have you been able to overcome those turnovers?
Well, our goal is to turn people over at least 25 times a game. And everybody that we played, we've forced more than 25 turnovers. So I guess we turn people over more than what they do. And then usually we out rebound them on the offensive end. So we get a lot of second chance opportunities and we look to go for transition. And that's part of the reason why our turnovers are high. We try to play fast. Well, sometimes my point guard throws it up and it's not open, but I tell her to take a chance because, well, what if it does get through and we get a layup out of the deal? So, you know, that's kind of the thing that you play with there. When you want to play fast and you want to make teams play fast, well, you're going to turn the ball over as well. So if we can, you know, take that down 2 to 4 less turnovers a game, that'd be huge for an extra possession or two. But when you focus on those other things, you can overcome some of those turnovers.
What about the offensive end? What do you like there? What would you like to improve in that area?
I think we can shoot the three a little bit better. I don't think we've been taking bad three shots. It's just girls aren't hitting. And I know they can because I see it in practice. So we talked a lot about being confident when you shoot the ball and being ready, catch and shoot ready, and move on. You miss, who cares? Hit the next shot. And then making sure we don't force it too much down low. We've done a really good job of hitting our posts and things like that, but teams are going to start reading that. So are they open or not? Are we hitting their hand? If not, okay, let's reverse the ball. We'll get a better look the next time. So, yeah, just being a little bit more patient on offense, shooting the ball a little bit better from the outside probably are the two big things that we're focused on.
Yeah, certainly saw Cam Richter against AHTW. She had a great game there, continues to lead you in scoring, averaging about 18 a ball game. She doesn't shoot much from the outside, but she finds a way to just make things happen, just make points happen. She maybe not the biggest girl in the world, but she's certainly one of the toughest. What have you seen from Cam? What stands out the most in her first six games this season?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said tough. She is by far one of our toughest girls, and she brings that grit and that just, she works really, really hard. When you have something like that and somebody will work hard and just doesn't stop and hustles like she does, great things happen. And then she's really good around the basket, her left and right hand. She can finish hook shots, up and unders, just use her body well. And she'll go through somebody if she needs to. It's usually not an offensive foul because she absorbs and, goes up and finishes. So, yeah, she just works really hard, and she's put a lot of time and effort into her touch and her game 15 feet and in.
You know, another thing that stands out when you look at the stat sheet is definitely assists. I mean, Shea Lemke, we knew coming in was going to be your leader, your point guard, and she's almost got 50 assists through the first six games. I mean, that's tremendous right there. But Becca Littler has been shuffling the ball around. Carly Kautsky's in double figures with assists. I mean, at this point in the season, you don't see three players on most teams that have double figures in assists. And then Miranda Gruber off the bench has eight assists. So what can you say just about these players, everybody kind of distributing the rock and making it happen on the assist department?
Yeah, like I said before, I think it's really just how unselfish our girls are. We just talk a lot about, you know, what we want to accomplish in a play or in our offense. And then the girls, their basketball IQ has grown a lot in the last year to two. And they just see the court way better than even I anticipated. I've been real impressed with how they just want success. So whoever's open and ready to shoot the ball, and they just find it. And like you said, some of those girls, they put in a lot of time and effort. So they know how to handle the ball, and their passing has improved immensely. So just better basketball IQ and ready to go.
Are you happy with what your bench has been contributing?
Yeah, no, for most of them being sophomores who are coming in there and playing, it's been fantastic. You know, they do a lot of small things like getting offensive boards and rebounding and good passes or steals or whatever. And they fit right in with the starters. So, for them being sophomores and stepping up like they have, yeah, it's been great. 'Cause you know, that's not easy.
Does it help to play like a Van Meter in a somewhat close ball game, a 50-42 win, and then coming back after that and then getting blowouts going into the winter break?
Yeah, no, I really think if you just went and played teams that you blew out all the time, I don't think you're ready for the postseason. So I think a good mixture of both is awesome. I mean, Van Meter, great athletes, you know, and well-coached. So find a way to grit out that win. We didn't play great, but we found a way. And then, okay, now we executed that much better in those other games, and we learned how to play hard and fast. So a mixture of both is great. And our second half of the season doesn't get any easier either. So a little bit of both. And so I think that's a good mixture to have. You don't want a whole bunch of teams that are easy, and you don't want a whole bunch of teams that are really, really tough as well. So I agree. A mixture of both is good.
Well, Panorama was only one loss in the West Central going into that ball game. You thumped them by 21. Now out of the gate on Tuesday night, you play Des Moines Christian, and they've sort of inherited that second place behind you right now. And actually, they're tied for the lead with you. So first place is on the line in this one with Des Moines. They're 6-3 overall. What do you make of this ball game here? Right out of the gates, out of winter break.
Yeah, no, it's a big game right off the bat, no doubt. And you know, they're very skilled, and they play a really tough non-conference schedule. I'm pretty sure they played Ankeny, ADM, and I can't remember the other team, but all solid teams and 4 or 5 A teams. It's going to be a tough competition. They, like I said, very highly skilled and very aggressive and athletic. But what a great opportunity for us. You know, the girls are confident and they're ready. We played Des Moines Christian, I think, close every year since I've been coaching, just haven't got over the hump. So it'd be great to see if we could get over the hump and move forward with it. And like I said, great opportunity to see where we're at.
Yeah, Dallas Center Grimes, the other one, they lost by over 20 in that one, but they're a former champ there. Addie Otker is obviously their best player. She averages in 15 points a game so far this year. She is shooting kind of lights out so far this season. Nearly 60% for the field, 29% from three-point land. What do you make of her and just matching up against your solid defense?
She's really quick and really athletic. So a lot of her points are in transition, and then she's very, very tough and gritty and strong. So big thing for us is just make everything tough. You know, instead of letting her get all the way to the paint, make her shoot a jump shot. Throw a lot of bodies at her and focus on making so there's hardly a path to get there. And so it's not going to be easy. I mean, she's a really good player and knows how to take care of the basketball, but we got A, got to limit your turnovers. B, make it tough, nothing easy on her. And then just kind of – and make final thing is don't let her get offensive boards. She does a really good job of rebounding as well. So we got to do those three things if we want to limit her in the scoring department.
And just overall, there's some good hard work done so far this season to 6-0 start. But it seems like the hardest work is next, is try to maintain that and keep it going. You know, how do you approach that, you know, at the start of this second part of the season?
Well, we came in this year talking about one game at a time, and that's probably what I'm going to keep focusing on. That's the goal. We got 12 team goals that we focus on for every single game. And that's what, so really, we haven't talked about anybody else other than Des Moines Christian. And then once Des Moines Christian's over, then we'll talk about Madrid. So it's not really worried about the next 15 games. They're worried about the next one and focusing on those team goals that we're trying to accomplish every game. If we can keep getting better on those, good things happen. And like we talk about, we want to do something special by the end of the season. And if we want to do that, well, we focus on those 12 goals.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck against the Lions on Tuesday and certainly in the next couple of weeks as well. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for covering us as always.
Brad Badler, head coach for ACGC Girls Basketball with us here on KSOM.